Caritas Internationalis, or the Caritas organization itself, is the second biggest humanitarian aid agency in the world after the Red Cross Internationalis. So it is well known as a professional NGO to give the assistance to the people in the difficult situation. But actually, it is not only that we are NGO, but we are much more than that. We are institute of the service of the church. So that means the Caritas is supposed to be a witness of the love of God. What we do is not only to provide food or materials or any kind of assistance, but rather we want to be witness of love of God, to show the people this is how God loves all the people.
One of your focuses during this General Assembly has been on the forgotten people, the people that are missed by other organizations. How does Caritas reach out to them?
That really, depending on my own experience as a Caritas volunteer, 1995, I was a volunteer of Caritas Japan, sent to the refugee camp in Rwanda, refugee camp in Bukavu, Zaire, that time. There I met a number of refugees. Of course, everything was missing. No food, no clothing, no shelters, and people were in need of everything. And then second time when I went to the camp, I met some of the leaders and asked him, what do they need? And I was expecting the leader to tell me that, we need food, we need education, we need the medication, we need a shelter or something like that, this kind of the long list of the needs. But rather than that, he said, oh, Father, you come from Japan. So when you go back to Japan, tell them that we are still here. We are all forgotten. And that really shocked me. And after that experience, I met so many people in different areas, in different countries, struck by the disaster or the war-torn area, in the conflict area. Then I heard the same story again and the same cry again and again, that we are forgotten, we are forgotten. So this is really the mission of the Caritas, not to create people feeling we are forgotten. So we want to be with them. Of course, we provide the professional assistance, but at the same time, we want to tell them that we are always with them. We are always walking with them. We are always remembering them. Nobody will be excluded. Nobody will be forgotten.
You also yourself were a missionary priest as well, besides being a volunteer, no? How will that inform your mission?
I belong to the Divine Word Missionaries, the SVDs. After my ordination in 1986, I was sent to Ghana, West Africa, and there I was sent to the bush parish, deep in the bush, without electricity, without the waters. So I was there for 7 years as a parish priest. I was there in Ghana for 8 years altogether. That was really the experience for me, and that created myself, I guess. Especially that time, 1986, the economy was not so good in West Africa, and people were really in the poverty. Many people were dying without the proper medication, and HIV AIDS was increasing. All kinds of the problems were there, but the people looked so happy. Every day they looked so happy with a beautiful smile. So I was asking some people in my parish, why are you so happy? And somebody jokingly told me that, oh, Father, we have the Ghanaian magic. Ghanaian magic. So what is the magic? The magic was that the conviction that somebody will help you. Nobody will be forgotten. That kind of the cultural background, people will support each other. So we don't see the people dying on the roadside because nobody will be forgotten. That conviction really creates hope for the life. So that was the base of my belief, that if we don't forget the people, then we can manage to create hope to survive. You see, we cannot bring the hope from outside. We can bring the food and materials, everything from outside and give it to the people in difficulties, but we cannot bring the hope and give it to the people in the difficulties. But hope have to be created within their heart. But we cannot order them to create the hope. So we can be a friend. We can be walk together. We can be with them so that they can be assured that they are not forgotten. So from that, they can really create the hope to survive.
So what message would you have for the countless volunteers and staff members of local Caritas across the globe as they seek to bring the church's solidarity and charity to those in need?
We always say that the Caritas is a witness of love of God. And the Caritas doesn't mean that those who are in the top level, administration levels or the top officers, but from the grassroots, all the volunteers, they are Caritas. Maybe I should share one story that in Japan, after the tsunami and that earthquake disaster in 2011, the Caritas Japan managed to send the volunteers to all the people in the local areas. They established the volunteer bases. There are no Christians at all. After some years, all the other NGOs just disappeared probably. And then, but the Caritas still remained in the disaster hit area. And people started to call these volunteers Mr. Caritas, Miss Caritas. These are the real Caritas work. People will call you Mr. Caritas, Miss Caritas, because they represent the Caritas, the volunteers, grassroots volunteers, they represent the Caritas. So it is very important for each one of these volunteers to bear the characteristics of the Caritas. They are Caritas. We, those who are in the administration, we are not the Caritas. We, together with all these volunteers, we create real Caritas.